discussed last time the distinction in Shulchan Aruch between a chatzer and a mavi on the one hand and a bikka on the other hand. When it comes to a chatzer or a mavi, an area that is populated, Suas HaPesach, according to the first day in Shulchan Aruch, can work even on all four sides. However, when it comes to a bikka, an unpopulated area, Suas HaPesach cannot work on all four sides. It could work for two sides, but not for all four. And we explained at least a couple of mahalchim and achronim to understand this distinction, either that of the Levush quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, who suggests that the reason a chatzer and bikka can have Suas HaPesach of Dalid Sadim, Dalid Ruchos, as opposed to a bikka, is that it's not the derech to make multiple plachim in a bikka. When it comes to a chatzer or a mavoi, it's a derech to have doors or entrances on all four sides, not so by an unpopulated area. Or the possibility of a shulchan that a bikka is more closely identified or confused with the rishus harabim, so we have to be extra careful about what kind of mechitzas to erect around a bikka so you wouldn't come to confuse it with the rishus harabim. Fine. What would the din be in an area that is populated but also have pockets that are unpopulated? Let's say you're constructing a community eruv, and most of the area that you're enclosing is a populated area, but there's open space. Not open space that would necessarily constitute a karpath, not open space that poses a problem for the heck of Ladira. A karpath is an area that's not usable. You have open space that could be usable, just the Maisa, no one's living there now, which would have the status of a bikka. So can you have a community eruv constructed with Suas HaPesach on all four sides that encompasses some sections that are unpopulated? The Chazon Ish addresses this in Siman Ayin Tes Os Hei. Siman Ayin Tes Os Hei. He begins by quoting a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. This is in that piece in the Chazon Ish where he has multiple hasagos or comments on the Chasam Sofer. So the Chazon Ish quotes the Chasam Sofer, Siman Peiches, who is addressing a story of a community that wanted to erect an Eruv that encompassed not only the residential area but also the mikvah, the Beis HaTvila, that was out to the side. So the way the Chazon Ish understands the Chasam Sofer there, the Chasam Sofer seems to say that if I have an area that is enclosing both a bikka and an area of diurin, so let's say I have my diurin over here, and I have my bikka over here, and the area is all enclosed by Suas HaPesach on all four sides, so the Suas HaPesach over here, I view as being makif the area that's ladir. The Suas HaPesach over here, I view as being makif the area that is the bikka. And since I don't have four sides worth of Suas HaPesach being makif the bikka, then the entire hekif is valid. That's what the Chasam Sofer seems to say.
I'm not sure if I got that.
So this whole area is enclosed by Suas HaPesach, but I don't view it as, or the way I view it, is that this is the area of diurin. So the Suas HaPesach here are Suas HaPesach that enclose a diur area. The Suas HaPesach here enclose a bikka area. So I don't have four sides of Suas HaPesach enclosing the bikka area.
Does that mean, though, that you can't care from the area of the diurin to the bikka?
No, once they're connected, so then it's all one big happy hekif. Because depending on where you're standing, the hekif of the diurin encompasses part of the area.
More to be that all the bikka were enclosed with four sort of stuff.
So then, according to that, you might have a problem. But the Chazon Ish itself thinks more fundamentally, you don't have to come on to all of that. Because once you have an area that includes the urine, so the hekef around the entire area is viewed as a hekef that is l'makom dira. And he thinks that's definitely true, since we're talking about the Rabbanans anyway, that you could be making with that assumption when it comes to the Rabbanan. So if I have an area that is partially residential, partially not, again, no karpave, but I have an area where people, an open area, people aren't living, if it's all one hekif, and that hekif includes areas that are ladir, so then I have the right to use Suas HaPesach on all four sides. Okay, and the Sefer Teferes Yaakov, he points out that there's a Tosos that's master that way as well. Tosos Yechas Amid Beis, Yechas Amid Aleph, Dibra Maska Lachilu, If you want to take a look at his analysis, it's in Parakaf Aravav, Parakaf Aravav. And he just points out in Svara that especially if you're going to go with the reason of the Levush, that when it comes to a Bika, the Chisaron of Surat HaPesach on all four sides is that it's not normal to make multiple Psachim on all four sides of a Bika. Well, if I have an area that includes both Bika and Diurin, so then that is normal because I could have doorways entering the Bika because the Bika itself enters the Makom Dira and there wouldn't be a Chisaron of the low of the inching. He just points out there is another letter of the Chazon Ish who seems to take a more makir position. This letter of the Chazon Ish is printed in Simen Kuf Nun Vav in the Chazon Ish in the Hashmatos to Simen Shin Mem Ches. That's the Chazon Ish Simen Kuf Nun Vav Hashmatos to Simen Shin Mem Ches, where the Chazon Ish seems to be makir in this kind of a case, even if the Hakif includes real mechizas. And that he doesn't understand why that should be for a number of reasons. And that he leaves out with the Tzarachi, and the Chazon Ish seems to take a more machmir position. Okay. Now, what is a Tzuras HaPesach? The Gemara tells us Sadafid Aleph Amidez that a Tzuras HaPesach is Kana Mikan, Vekana Mikan, Vekana Al Gabeya. You have a Kana on each side, and then you have a Kana Al Gaba, and you have a Kana on the top. So, colloquially, people usually refer to the Kana Mikan as a Lechi, in common parlance. Is that just a Yiddishism, or is there something to it, to referring to the Kana Mikan as a Lechi? So we'll discuss now is whether the Kana Mikan may have certain halachos of a Lechi as well. So, Tosos, Andafid Alpha, Med Aleph, Dibra Masul, Ipcha, raises the following question. The Gemara tells us at the beginning of the sugya, at the bottom of Yidam and Beis, the Mishnah told us on that day that if you have a Mavoi, even if the entrance of the Mavoi is more than 10 amos wide, a Tzuras HaPesach will solve that problem. If you don't have a Tzuras HaPesach, you have to be Mimai. The area, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, the Tzuras HaPesach will help even if the Mavoi is more than 10 amos wide. So the Gemara says here on the bottom of Yidam and Beis, Ashikon Tzuras HaPesach de Mahanya Berochvo. So we have a Tzuras HaPesach that's going to help if I have a Mavi that's too wide. The Amalasra de Mahanya Begofo. And Amalasra, which we discussed in Chanukah, which is going to help if it's above 20 amos high. But then even though in general a Korah doesn't help above 20 amos, if you have something that's going to draw your attention, something that's going to capture... looks funny or looks interesting, you're going to notice it, so then that works even above 20 amps. What about the other way around? Ipchamai, what's the din about a Tzuras HaPesach to be Mema'id B'Gofo and an Amalsara to be Mema'id B'Rochvo? So look at Tosa. Tosa says, Ipchamai, Kolomar, Mimahanyu Tzuras HaPesach B'Gofo. Can a Tzuras HaPesach help? Let's say I have a Mavi that's more than 20 amps tall. Can a Tzuras HaPesach help to solve that problem as well? The kashal arvenitam, the heart Tzuras HaPesach havikana mikan vikana mikan vikana al gabayim. What does the Tzuras HaPesach mean? Tzuras HaPesach means kana mikan kana mikan kana al gabayim. Dal kana al gabayim, this kashal vikana de mikan vikana mikan, tavikilachi mashahu. So very good that I have a kana al gabayim. The question is, what's the side of the Tzuras HaPesach? The din is that a kana doesn't help lamala meyesu, right? So the Gemara wants to know, Tzuras HaPesach, what's the difference Tzuras HaPesach l'mala mi'esrim? So, very good, a kana doesn't have l'mala mi'esrim, but a lechi works l'mala mi'esrim, so forget about the kana on top of the Tzuras HaPesach. I have lechis anyway. So if I have a lechi on either side, so why isn't it pushed to the Gemara that could help for a mavoi gavoa me'esrim ama, because I have a lechi, forget about the kana al gabeya. That's Rabbein HaTam's kasha. The Yeshlomar Dimiboy Lei Hecha Delo Mahani Lachi Kamamu Mefulish. No. In a Konami, in general, you're right. In general, the Konami Khan should work even for a Mavi Lamala Niasrim. And the reason that the Gemara has to ask the question is that sometimes there are cases where a Lachi wouldn't work either. Alachi wouldn't work if you have a Mavi Mefulish. Alachi only works on a Mavi Sasim. O B'Yeser M'Yeser. The Abayi Surah Tepesach. Alachi won't work if it's more than 10 Amos wide. Olu B'Yosi, the Abayi Lachi Rochav Gimel. Or according to Shitas of Yosi, a Lachi has to be 3 Tvachim wide. So if you have a Lachi less than 3 Tvachim wide, that's not going to help either. So that's where the Gemara of the Shaila, can you rely on the Surah Tepesach if I have a Mavi L'Malam Yesrim? But in principle, under most circumstances, wherever Lachi is going to work L'Malam Yesrim, a Surah Tepesach is definitely going to work as well. Parenthetically, this isn't our issue, parenthetically, see, in Tosfos is assuming that a Lachi does work L'Malam Yesrim. Now, the premise of Tosfos Kasha, and Tosfos doesn't back away from the premise in the Teretz, is that a Lachi definitely does work L'Malam Yesrim. How do we know that? That's not necessarily Pasha. Lashon HaRambam doesn't sound that way. Lashon HaRambam, Perek Yitzayin, Alacha Yudalid. The Rambam writes as follows. Perek Yitzayin, Alacha Yudalid. Kami Yihyeh Pesach HaMavoy V'yedai L'Hakshir V'Lachi Yokara. So what dimensions of a Mavoy can be Nitar Ayideh L'Lachi Yokara? Govo in Pachos Me'asari Tzachim V'lo Yeser L'Eser Mama. It has to be between 10 Tzachim Tol and 20 Amos Tol. The rochlo ad eser amos. Medvar muim shelo hayilu tzur et ha-pesach. The Rambam seems to say that a lechi okora only works if it's lamad demayesim. Not only a kora doesn't work above esim, that's beferish, but even a lechi doesn't work lamala mayesim. That's the pashup shot in the Rambam. Magamisha tries to get out of it and says, no, maybe the Rambam only means that a Korah works doesn't work L'mal HaMiyasim, but a Lechi does. The Pashup Shan the Gemara is, Pashup Shan the Rambam is that the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Lechi and Korah, and even a Lechi will not work L'mal HaMiyasim. Mishabru points this out in the Be'er Halacha Simin Shin Samach Gimel on Sif Kavav, Shin Samach Gimel on Sif Kavav, putting for the base mayor that the Pashup in the Rambam is that a Lechi also won't work L'mal HaMiyasrim, and the Mishabru is not sure why the Mechaber is Mekel and doesn't at least quote the Shitas HaRambam as a contrary position. But that's parenthetical. Again, from this Tosus you see, Tosus clearly assumes that a Lechi works L'mal HaMiyasrim. The Rambam Pashup Shad argues. Okay, so be that as it may, the Tosus Kasha was, what's the Gemara Toshayla about Tzuris HaPesach helping for a Pesach HaMavi L'mal HaMiyasrim? Tape away because of the lechi, which is economy kind of economy kind. And Tosfos' answer is an achanami, that there are certain situations in which a lechi won't help. So then the question is better to a pesach. But in achanami, any time a lechi would work, the tzuris pesach is no worse than a lechi. Fine. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz has a different teretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, "Vod yesh lomar demayri shehirchik hakarnim gimel tachim in akosel." So Rabbeinu Peretz says, and we're talking about where the kanim mikan, are at least 3 tefachim removed from the kosel hamavoi. The hashda mitores lechi lo mahani. If you have a lechi that's more than 3 tefachim removed from the wall, that doesn't work. The belechi beinan sheyehi pachos migimel min hakosel. Lechi has to be within 3 tefachim of the wall. So the Rebbeinu Peretz has a different teretz. Why is the Gemara asking about whether Tzuris HaPesach works L'mal HaMiyasrim? The following of Kimta: if you have the lechi that's more than 3 tefachim removed from the kosel, that lechi does it help. If you have a Tzuris HaPesach that's more than 3 tefachim removed from the kosel, then maybe that would be better. Okay, so that is the additional teretz that you have in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. In the back of the Sefer Bechor Shor, by the author of the Simcha Chadasha, in the back of the Tuath Shor, he has brief comments al Seder Masechta entitled the Bechor Shor. So he writes there in the Bechor Shor on this daf in Erevin, daf Yud Aleph, the fact that Tosfos, he doesn't quote Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. He didn't have Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. But he says the fact that Tosfos didn't answer like what we have in our Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that there's a distinction between a Lechi Mufla Gimel Tvachim and a Tzuris HaPesach Mufla Gimel Tvachim, the fact that our Tosfos did not give that Teretz, in the case that Tosfos assumes that there is no such distinction. Just like a lachi doesn't work if it's more than three tefachim removed from the kosel, so to a Tzuras HaPesach can't work if it's more than three tefachim removed from the kosel either. So the fact that Tosfos didn't give that teretz, we know our Tosfos Ben and Peretz does, but Tosfos doesn't give that teretz. So that indicates that Tosfos didn't think that was a valid distinction between a lachi and Tzuras HaPesach. And just like Gimel Tefachim, just like a lachi has to be within three Gimel Tefachim of the wall, so to a Tzuras HaPesach has to be within three tefachim of the wall as well. Okay, that's the comment of the Bechor short. Now, what's all this about? Why is it that a lechi, how do we know, and why is it that a lechi, a mufla gimel tefachim, is a problem? And then why should that be transposed to Tzuras HaPesach? So in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Se'if Vav, Shin Samach Gimel Se'if Vav, the lachi can't be more than three tefachim removed from the wall. How do we know this? So if you look at the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef here sends you to the Rimi Lunil and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph B'Daf Erif. He quotes the Rabbeinu Yonasan. Gimel Amud Aleph B'Daf Erif, Dibur Maskel Reb Lazer. Rabbeinu Yonasan. Rimi Lanil on the side of the rift. Gimel Amud Aleph B'Daf Erif, Dibur Maskel Reb Lazer. So he goes to Rabbeinu Yonasan as the makor of this din. So in the footnote in the Torah, they point out that Achronim asked the Beis Yosef, why are you quoting the Rabbeinu Yonasan? It's the Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis has the Memer of Rava. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines after the Gemara. So the second half of the Amud. 7th lines after the end of the Mishnah. So the Gemara here happened. Yudalad Amud Beis. Amar Rava. Asa lachi l'mavoi v'gbiyo min akarka gimel. So you make a lachi for a mavoi, and you raise the lachi 3 tefachim off the ground. Oshif ligo min akosel gimel. Or you separated 3 tefachim from the wall. Lo asav lo klom. That lachi doesn't help. Afila l'Rishim Gamliel d'amar amin and lavud. And even according to Rishim Gamliel, who would apply lavud in this case, hani mili l'mala. So lavud would work l'mala. Ava l'mata kevin d'havi amuchitza shakidin bokin ba lo ka'amar. Okay, so Rav is the source of this din that lechi hamufla gimel tefachim in hakosel is lo asa v'lo klum. Why should that be? So here the Rimi Lanil gives a reason. He didn't make up the Gemara, but he gives a reason. So he says the quotes in the Rimi Lanil. Why should that be? That's a problem of asi avir dahagisa dahagisa. What's going to happen? You have your mavoi that if you're the mavoi is within three tefachim of the kosel on the side, so then it's like it's connected to the kosel. If it's more than gimel tefachim, so then we're going to say asi avir the high gisa, the high gisa mevatale. We're going to say that the avir on either side of the mavoi of the lechi is mevatal the lechi. So the reason you can't have a lechi mufla gimel tefachim in a kosel is because of a potential problem of asi avir the high gisa mevatale. Okay. That's what the Rimi Lanil explains is the reason for this din of Lechi Hamufla Gimel Tefachim Min HaKosel. Now, if that's the reason, one could well argue that is of no relevance to Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, according to many Achronim, is considered Kisasum. That when you have a Tzuras HaPesach, we view that halachically as all plugged up. So it wouldn't be subject to Asiyah Vir, the Hagisa, the Hagisa. If I have a Tzuras HaPesach, that's where the Kadami Kan is more than three tefachim from the wall, I'm not bothered by Asiyah Vir, because that Kadami Kan is part of the Tzuras HaPesach, and the Tzuras HaPesach is all considered Kisasim. Mishnah Berurah makes this point in Be'er Halacha, Dibur Maskel Tzarech, the Be'er Halacha there in Shin Samach Gimel Sifav, Dibur Maskel Tzarech. Okay, if the concern is only Asiyah Vir, the Hagisa, so then it shouldn't necessarily apply to a Tzuras HaPesach. And as the Mishnah Berurah points out over there, it wouldn't apply across the board even by a lucky, because I could have a situation in which Asiya Avira is not going to be operative. So let's say you have a lachi that's three tvachim wide. If I have a lachi that's three tvachim wide, that's three tvachim away from the wall, I'm not going to say Asiya Avira, the Hagisa, the Hagisa. So if the only concern is Asiya Avira, there will be situations in which lachi shouldn't be a problem even if it's three tvachim removed from the wall. And also, it's reasonable that it shouldn't pose a problem for Tzuris HaPesach, Hamukhla Gimel Tvachim either. However, okay, so far so good. According to the Rabbeinu Yonasan, that the reason a lachi mukhla gimel tvachim in a kosel is lo asa v'lo klum is because of asiya avira d'hagisa d'hagisa. If that's the case, so I could have situations in which asiya avira is not going to be a problem. Let's say I have a lachi that's three tvachim wide. Let's say I have a lachi that's five tvachim wide. So I have a lachi that's three tvachim away from the kosel and it's five tvachim wide. I'm not going to say asiya avira d'hagisa d'hagisa because the omeid might be more than the avir. So if all we're concerned with is asiya avira, then there could be situations in which asiya avira is not going to pose a problem. Okay, however, Magen Avraham here in Seif Katan Hey writes that this din of lechi hamuflag min akosel gimel tvachim applies even if the lechi is going to be three tvachim wide. It means even in a situation in which there's no problem of asiya avira d'hagisa d'hagisa, it's still not permitted to have a lechi that's mukhla gimel tvachim min hakosel. And he said that's the position of Tosos. What Tosos is he talking about? He doesn't tell you. So if you look in the Maxim Sashakel, Maxim Sashakel says take a look at Tosos and Daf Yud Amud Beis Diver Maskel V'Oseh. Tosos Yud Amud Beis, not Diver Maskel Oseh, but Diver Maskel V'Oseh, the second Tosos on the page. What's going on over there? That was the Gemara that we encountered earlier, where you have a Pesach HaMavi that's 15 Amos wide, and you want to be Matir that Mavi. The Gemara tells you that you can be Marfik Beis Amos, and have a Pas of Gimel Amos, and then you can have your open area of 15, right? So you have an open area of 10. So you have your 2 Amos over here, your 3 Amos over here, and then your 10 Amos over here, and there's no Asiya Avira because the 3 is more than the 2. Right? So in that Gemara, the Gemara says, Markish de Amos Ota Pas Gimel Amos. The Tosus writes the following, Yivir Masko Ba'osa, V'tzarech Lechi Acher. So even though I have over here a Pas of Gimel Amos, and I would have assumed that this Pas of Gimel Amos can also function as a Lechi, Tosus says, not true. V'tzarech Lechi Acher, the Pas Lo Mahani, the Pas won't help. Hovel Umuflag Min HaKosel Shalosh. Since it's more than three tefachim removed from the kosel. Dharma la kaman de lo havi lechi. It's more than three tefachim from the kosel. It has to be 2 amos.
Right, okay.
2 amos is more than 3 tefachim.
He says more than 3 amos.
Okay, sorry. It's more than 3 tefachim removed from the kosel. The Tosi here seems to be assuming that even though there's no Asiya Avira, because over here the Omei, the Pas of Gimel is of 3 Amos is more than the Avir of 2 Amos, so there's no consideration of Asiya Avira, and nevertheless you can't have a Kosel Hamufla Gimel Tvachim, sorry, you can't have a Lechi Hamufla Yosir Mi Gimel Tvachim Min HaKosel. The Tosis here, Magen Avraham is Mithayin, seems clearly to assume that even if Asi Avira is not a problem, you still can't have a lechi that is more than three tefachim removed from the kosel. Good. Why should that be so? Why should that be so? So the Magen Avraham doesn't explain. And Tosfos doesn't explain. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shaar HaTzion here, Sifkati Nir Gimel, Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion, Sifkati Nir Gimel, that the problem is Bikias Gideon. Which is what the Gemara said in Daf Yudalev Beis within Rishon Gamliel, that even Rishon Gamliel, who says Amrinan Lavud, that's only Lamala, but not Lamata, meaning if I have feet Tvachim on the bottom of airspace, then that's a Mechisa Tluya, and then I don't say Lavud because of Bekias Gedeim. So the Mishnah Berurah assumes that that line of Bekias Gedeim isn't only talking about Rishon Gamliel, it's not only talking about an airspace on the bottom, it's talking about an airspace on the side as well. And that also would be a problem of the Bekias Gedeim. If the Mishnah Berurah argues that if we're only talking about Rishon Gamliel, the Gemara wouldn't need to be bothered by or come on to the Bekias Gedeim. And he points out that Rabbeinu Chananel seems to assume this way as well. If you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel there in Daf Yudalit Amud Beis, Rabbeinu Chananel quotes the reason of the Bekias Gedeim, not in the context of Rishon Gamliel per se. They quote this in. He quotes this in, and he quotes the reason of the Bekias Gedeim. It sounds like it's true. L'kulei alma. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that's the time hadin, according to Tosfos, that if I have a lechi that is muflag more than gimel tefachim from the kosel, that is subject to the Bekias Gedeim. Yeah.
Is there any indication why the Vivu Minil is the concern for that Bekias Gedeim?
Is there any indication why he's not concerned?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily Pashut that Bekias Gedeim is going... Well, first of all, the Gemara doesn't explicitly discuss Bekias Gedeim in the context of Tanakhama Deir Shem Gamliel. Bekias Gedeim usually is in the context of a Mechisa Tluya, and not a lefty, or not an open area that you walk through, and mechatesi that a lefty would be subject to problem Bekias Gedeim.
If the issue why you need a lefty is in the Bekias Gedeim, what's the lefty doing?
No, the issue, the reason you need a lefty is Mishom Mechitza, or perhaps Mishom Hacker, that's the Machlokas on the run, right?
Okay, but we're saying
that
the wall part, if you put up a wall that's 3 amos, 2 amos away from the wall, we say
right.
You can put up a lechi. And why do we need to put up a lechi? You said because the Bekias Gedeim is in the Gemara.
No, I said the Bekias Gedeim would pose a problem. Why does the lechi have to be, the Mishnah Berurah is saying within Tosfos, why does the lechi have to be within 3 tefachim of the wall? Because otherwise, it's subject to the Bekias Gedeim.
Being worried about Bekias Gedeim in this case. Like, the fact that you put it between 3 tefachim away from the wall and have the entire other side open, then why are we saying Bekias Gedeim even takes a role in this case?
So if lechi is Mishum Mechitza, so that might compromise the Mechitza value.
Then even if it's within two
tefachim,
the same thing.
You don't have Bekias Gedeim, no one gets through.
So the
problem is that if it's open on both sides, how can you call that a mechitza if you can get in on either side?
How would a lechi
obviate
the problem of Bekias
Gedeim? Not that the lechi obviates the problem of Bekias Gedeim. Bekias Gedeim would pose a problem to the lechi functioning as a mechitza. Because you need a lechi,
right?
So let's say lechi is Mishav Mechitza. Okay, so if I have the Bekias Gedeim, that's going to compromise the ability of the lechi to function as a mechitza.
So if you have one pass that's 1 3 tefachim from the wall, that's in Tosfos says to add
another lechi because that pass can constitute a lechi. Why can't it constitute a lechi? Because according to the Mishnah Berurah, because of Bekias Gedeim.
You say because of Bekias Gedeim, what does that extra lechi do?
That is a lechi that's not here. The din is that a mavi is nito ayidei lechi okoro, right? So you have to have a lechi. So that path can't function as a lechi because of the Bekias Gedeim.
Right.
But if I have a lechi that's flush with the wall, so then that lechi is not subject to the Bekias Gedeim and that can function as a lechi to be matir the mother. Okay. The Masechta Shekel has a different explanation, a different time. Why is it that a lechi mufla gimel tefachim poses a problem? So he says, even though in general we assume lahalacha that lechi mishum mechitza, so we paskin lechi mishum mechitza. Very good. Korah mishum heker and lechi is mishum mechitza. So even though lechi is mishum mechitza, there still is an element of heker as well. So there has to be the lechi is mishum mechitza, but there still is an element of heker as well. There has to be some kind of heker that this lechi is serving to be matir the mavli. So if I have a lechi that is more than three tefachim away from the wall, that compromises its heker. It's not as recognizable that it's there to be, it's like floating in the middle of nowhere. It's not recognizable that it's there to be matir the mavli. That's why it has to be within three tefachim of the kosel. Okay, so now let's go back to the Bechor Shor. Again, the Bechor Shor said that the fact that Tosos didn't answer like the Tosos Ben Beretz, that there's a difference between Lachi and Tzuritz HaPesach as far as Mufla Gimel Tzvachim and HaKosel implies that according to Tosos, even a Tzuritz HaPesach has to be within three Tzvachim of the Kosel. Meaning that we discussed last time or two times ago the Magen Avraham, that even if we treat all our chatzeros as, even if we treat all our mevos as chatzeros, that's only l'chomer, not l'kula, and in all our contemporary situations we're still bothered by a pirtzos dalid b'tzido, like we saw in our Erev Torah over here. So that even if you're going to be mako and not be concerned about that Magen Avraham, this din would still be relevant. The din of the Bechor Shor, that you can't have a Tzuritz HaPesach that's mufla gimel tefachim min hakosel. So why is that? So he assumes, the way he presents it is he assumes that the Tosan Daf Yud Aleph is lishitas of the Tosan Daf Yud that we just read. The Tosan Daf Yud that indicates that when it comes to a lechi, a Tzuritz HaPesach, when it comes to a lachi can't be within three tefachim of the kosel, even if there's no consideration of asiyah vir dahagisa, u dahagisa. And he assumes, like the Mishnah Berurah wrote, he assumes that the ikar time for the sin of lachi mufla gimel tefachim is because of the kiyas gediyim. And he writes that the Rabbeinu Yonasan, who says the reason of asiyah vir dahagisa, dahagisa, maybe the Rabbeinu Yonasan even himself wasn't saying that lalacha. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonasan, it sounds like he's dealing with in Shitas of Yossi, Shitas of Yossi, that you can have a lechi that's gimel tefachim, so the lechi has to be gimel tefachim wide. So he thinks those Shitas are related. A lechi, the Shitas of Yossi, that a lechi has to be gimel tefachim wide. Why does it have to be gimel tefachim wide? To solve an Asi Avira problem. So because, if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, so then you can understand that Lechi Mufla Gimel is based on Asi Avir, but we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. And maybe even Rabbi Yonah would agree that it's not based on Asi Avir. The Shilta Giborim is clear that Asi Avir is Halacha in this case, so that may be true. But he says you can't be Mako on that basis against Tosos. So he thinks that the correct position of Halacha is that of Tosos. And he thinks in Svara, there's no reason to distinguish between a lechi mufla gimel tefachim and a Tzuritz HaPesach mufla gimel tefachim. If the reason is b'kiyas gediyim, it should apply equally to both. And therefore, he's chosheish lehalacha that a Tzuritz HaPesach mufla gimel tefachim would be a problem. Okay. The Netziv in the Brome Sada has a raya from Rashi. Rashi also holds that a lechi has to have that the kadim kadim mitzvah sepesach has to have the halachos of a lechi. What Rashi? If you look back on the Mishnah, that Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi Dibur Maslut Tzuritz HaPesach, Rashi writes, Lechi mikan v'lechi mikan v'kana or v'kara al gadaya. But what's interesting about Rashi? Lechi mikan v'lechi mikan v'kana al gadaya. Right, the Gemara says kana mikan v'kana mikan. Why does Rashi say lechi mikan v'lechi mikan? Because the Mishabru wants to be in the dayak that Rashi's telling you that the kana mikan is the lechus of a lechi. Okay.
Isn't
that
actually
the top as well? What do you mean? The top isn't a
lucky. Right.
I mean, that the kanal gab stain has to have the luck of the Makorah?
According to Rashi.
No. First of all, Rashi, the two Gersos here, whether it's Koral Gabayan or Kanal Gabayan. So, maybe Kanal Gabayan. I don't think we find that. Okay. But again, if the reason for the din of Lechi Mufla Gimel Tzvachim is based on the Kiyas Kidim, there isn't much of a reason to distinguish between Surat HaTasach and Lechi. If it's based on Asi Avira, so then there's a significant reason to distinguish. And if it's based on Heker, like the Matzah HaShekel, then also you could distinguish. Rabbi Kiveger writes in the Shuvah, Kama Simen Yuches, Rabbi Kiveger, Kama Simen Yuches, that... you can distinguish between a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lechi on these grounds. That a Tzuras HaPesach has the din of a Mechitza Gemura. So maybe Tosis would agree, even though Tosis is Machmir, that a Lechi, a Mufla Gimel Tzvachim is a problem even when we're not bothered by Asi Avir Da'agisa Da'agisa. When it comes to Tzuras HaPesach, maybe that's different, because Tzuras HaPesach is a Mechitza Gemura. He thinks that at least B'Sha'as HaTzchak there's what to be made of them. Now the Nesivus himself I'm sorry, I didn't quote the Nesivus there. Okay. The Nesivus has a very brief essay in Erevin called Tikkun Erevin, which is printed in the back of the Sefer Mekor Chaim, which I think I sent you a link to Hebrew books. It's just three pages, and there's a number of chidushim in those three pages. So the Nesivus in the... one second. I have it here. So the Nesivus in the Tikkun Erevin also assumes, like the Bechor Shor, that a Tzuras HaPesach have to be within three tefachim of the Kosel. But he makes the following observation. Amnam nira didavka birachokim shnei hakanim mishnei hakoslim yosim mishlosh tefachim. The problem is only if both ends of the Tzuras HaPesach are each more than three tefachim removed from the kosel. As pasul, the Pesach sarach shiyasamach labayis, because the Pesach has to be next to the house. Ukeshagidiyam bokim b'shnei tzadim u'mevalin as chabris labayis ain't the Tzuras HaPesach. If you have the kiyas gediyam on either side, that's mevatel the chibur to the bayis or to the mavi or to the area that you're enclosing. Aval. However, let's say you have one side of the Tzuras HaPesach is within three tefachim, and the other side is not. So the Nesivus thinks that's kosher. As long as it's connected within three tefachim on one side, that is sufficient. Some say that's should be no worse than a lechi. Right? The whole source of this din is lechi. A lechi can't be mufla gimel tzvachim, and a lechi is only one. You have a when you're Mati or Mavi or Lafi, it's only one Lafi. So the Tzvus of Pesach shouldn't be worse than a Lafi. Lafi is only a problem if it's Mufla Gimel Tachim on one side, since a Lafi is only on one side. The Tzvus of Pesach also shouldn't be any worse. It should only be a problem if it's Muflag on both sides. Marim Shek assumes this way as well. Marim Shek and Simen Kuf Samachas. However, Shlomo Kluger, Shuvas Elif Lachos Shlomo Simen Kuf Nizayin, Shuvas Elif Lachos Shlomo Simen Kuf Nizayin, Paskins, that even Mitzad Echid is going to be a problem, even if I have a Tzvus of Pesach that's Muflag on one side and on the other, that's a problem because that's not considered Kedav D'Inchi. That's not the normal way of creating a Pesach. The Anon Kein Pesach, the Inon writes from Shlomo Kluger, who needs to she has a Pesach v'aniach avir, that Tzvus of Pesach has to look like a Pesach, and what normal person makes a Pesach and then leaves airspace on one side? Mato elis va Pesach in meiniach avir. The efshar laseis v'lavo. L'kach v'atei l'mahani. The reason for a door, if you build a door, you build a door because you want people to walk through the door. If you build a door and then you can walk on the other side of the door through the air, then there is no need for a door. So the Pesach has to be kedav d'inchi. It has to be the normal way of building a door. And if you're going to have a Tzvus HaPesach, a Mufla, Gimel Tfachim, and a Kosel, even on one side, so there's enough space to Kiyas Kedim, to Kiyas Anashim, you can walk on the other side of the doorway, of the door, then what do you need the door for to begin with? So, L'Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Kaf Gimel, that L'Chachila were machmir like this din of the Bechor Shor, that the Tzvus HaPesach shouldn't be Mufla Gimel Tfachim Min HaKosel.
That's on both sides?
The Mishnah Berurah doesn't explicitly weigh in on that Mechokas. Then the Nesivos writes related halacha here in the Tikkun Erevin. This is on the second of three pages. He writes, Od Raisi Shetochvin Hakanim Shel Tzuras HaPesach Desoch HaBayis Ad La'aretz. So he saw people would take the Kanim Ikanim Tzuras HaPesach and put it in a house. Or in an area enclosed by fences. So you're being makif an area with Tzuras HaPesach, and then one lakana mikans goes into someone's front lawn, and their front lawn is surrounded by a fence. So a person has a front lawn that's surrounded by a fence. That's an independent Rosh HaYachid anyway. And then you're building your community eruv, and you have a Tzuras HaPesach that jumps over this guy's fence and uses a kana mikan in the middle of his front lawn. Bavadi lach plumhu. The Tzivos says that doesn't work. Ki alafi de'inan shetamod b'chutz b'shvil heker. So the lafi has to be standing outside because of heker. D'masha omei b'soch dover hamukaf lach plumhu. That which it stands within an area that's independently mukaf is meaningless. The Dover HaMukav commandem ayadami. So the Dover HaMukav is as if it's all filled up. Base of commandem ayadami. V'zeo pashut ein tzarech l'raya. The pashut, you don't have to prove it. Okay, then go home now. Yeah.
Is there like a halamina that you could just like place a lechi inside someone's house? Like how would that work in the first place?
You mean what, the Messias of the Soch HaBayis?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand how it works. Like, you put, like, on a random, like, that seems like a very strange situation to begin with.
You're saying the house has a roof. So how do you get into the house if there's a roof? So you have a skylight, or you have an open area, or you have a courtyard in the middle of the house without a roof.
You have utilities.
It's like on the corner of the house, or it's, like,
it's, wherever it is, wherever it would be practical. The more common situation is on the front lawn, or the self-gather hamukaf midal ruchosim b'snim. The mitzias is in the house doesn't really concern us, however you can visualize it.
You have a utility pole on someone's front lawn, it's a lucky.
No, he's saying that you don't use a utility pole in the middle of the house. Okay, so whatever the case is. The more common scenario is in the front lawn. So the mitzias writes, that's a problem, heker, and based on Kamal de Mayadami. So even though he says Pasha Eitzar Chloraya, let's try to at least understand it. So there are two Shuvahs of the Avnei Nezer that are Shefner quotes, Simen Reish Sadi and Simen Reish Sadi Aleph. Simen Reish Sadi, Reish Sadi Aleph. So the Avnei Nezer seems to understood that the Tikkun Erevin is making two points. Point number one is that there's a chisarn of heker, that if you have the kanami kan within an area that's mukam b'chisas, it's lacking in a heker. And point number two is basic command of mayadami. So the Avnei Nezer has a number of objections to these two points. Number one, first of all, mehechatesi, that there's such a din of heker by Tzur Sepetach. I know that a kor is mishum heker. Lastly, we pass through Mishum Lechitza, even though we quoted the Matzah Tashakel a few minutes ago, that even though it's Mishum Lechitza, it's an element of heker. But Mechatesi, that is Tzur Sepetach, has to have heker. And even if it does require heker, he says at the very least, it shouldn't be a problem if the Chanami Khan extends 10 Tzvachim above the fence. Because you have your front lawn here, and the front lawn is surrounded by a fence, and then I'm making a Tzuras HaPesach like this. So as long as this Kanami Khan extends 10 Tzvachim above the top of the fence, he thinks that should create a sufficient heker to the extent that you need a heker. And then he says, what's this basic command of Mayadam? Basic command of Mayadam is the Sukkin Shabbos and Afchas, having to do with Hotzah, or Zrika. Anyway, that only applies according to most Rishonim if I have a house with a roof on it. Here we're talking about presumably a house without a roof. And even according to Tosfos that it does apply without a roof, well, what does that have anything to do with Tzuras HaPesach? The Avnei Nezer thinks that the real time of the Nesivus, what he means by basic command of Mayadami, is that you have a Mechitza Mafsekes. Meaning you have a Mechitza over here that is Mafsek. You have a Mechitza that's Mafsek between the Kanami Khan and the Kanami Khan. So that there's something lacking in the continuity of the connection between the Kanami Khan and Kanami Khan if they have a Mechitza Masik. But says the Avnei Nezer, if that's a problem, then again, if the Kanami Khan extends 10 Tfachim above the Mechitza Masik, that should also solve the problem. The way Rav Schechter understands in the Sivas, which I think he may understand that this is what the Avnei Nezer means, but it's not really what the Avnei Nezer means, because there shouldn't be enough mean of the 10 Tfachim. Maybe it doesn't mean it's what the Avnei Nezer means, but the way Rav Schechter says it is that this is a problem of Silat Mechitzos. We haven't yet encountered Silat Mechitzos in a serious way yet, but for our purposes, if I have an area here that's an independent Rishus HaYachid, so then I can't have a Kanami Khan or a wall or Mechitza that's within this Rishus HaYachid being Matur Tiltel in a separate external Rishus. There's no Shaykhus between the Kanami Khan that's within this Rishus HaYachid and the area outside the Rishus HaYachid that I want to be Makif. I can't have a mechitza in one rishas serving to be makif a separate rishas. That's how Rosh Hashanah understands the tikkun eruv. The Rosh Hashanah is very machmir on this. This is one of the things we encountered on the Woodmere Erev trip at the time 12 years ago. It's the easiest thing to fix. It was just a kind of mikan that went into someone's front lawn. That was mukat mechitzos. And that was easy enough to reroute somewhere else. Although Rav Aaron Felder, Zechron Levrach, was one of Rav Moshe's close talmidim, the author of the Yisodei, the Ole Yeshurin and other other volumes. He told me once that Rav Moshe told him that this din of the Nesivos is not accepted l'halacha. Rav Schechter says that Rav Mendel Zaks told him once that in Europe they weren't machmir for this Nesivos, but others are machmir. Rav Schechter points out that the following situation is less clear. But would you say, let's say you have the Kan Mikan that is adjacent to a house, and there's a roof that overhangs the Kan Mikan. And the roof is situated in such a way that I could say Pitikra. So if I say Pitikra, so then halakhically that Pitikra goes down and creates a Mechitza that separates the Kan Mikan and the Kan Mikan. So do I say over there as well that the Tikkun Erevin is relevant? Because Lamaisa, I have a halakhic rishus, which is separating the Kanami Khan and Kanami Khan. Or would you say that Pitikra is an independent, innovative halakha Moshe Mitzinai of sorts, and that you only say that Lakula not Lakhumra, that Lo Metzinu, Pitikra Lakhumra? The Rosh Hashanah presents it as a question. In the New English Erevin Sefer, he quotes, that Rabbi Heinemann told him that Rabbi Aaron Kotler was makel on this, and he quotes Rabbi Eider has this in his English pamphlet on Erevin as well, and then he quotes that Rabbi David Feinstein told him that Rabbi Moshe was makel on this. That's against what Rabbi Felder told me. Rabbi Felder told me that Rabbi Moshe thought we weren't makel even on the etz and din of the Tikkun Erevin, and he quotes in the Sefer that Rabbi David told him that Rabbi Moshe was makel even on the Pitikra application. So, and go figure out who held what. Rav Pesach Frank has a related question as well. Hartzvi Chelik Bey Simon Kaf Gimel. What if you have the Kana Mikan that's on a Tal of Mitzlake? The Tal of Mitzlake also is an independent Rishu Sayake. He says that someone asked Rav Kook this shayla, and Rav Kook was machmir, and Rav Pesach Frank thought that you could be makel, because he understood the whole reason for the nesivus is based on heker. The whole reason is based on heker, so I understand there's a lack of heker if the Kana Mikan is within the area that's mukaf mechitzos. But a tel mislake, it may halachically be considered a rishus hayachid, but as far as heker is concerned, it's wide open. There are no physical mechitzos to speak of, and if the whole concern is heker, so that's not a chisaron in heker. Okay, I think we're out of time. Next week, I'm planning on being here on